everybody. This is Matt Halloran again. We have another team feature, and this one is super neat because we created this role here at Proudmouth, and the role is social media analytics and insight specialist. Our guest today is Isabelle Gagné, and I've been working with her closely on a lot of projects, and it's been a whole bunch of fun because the way her brain works and the way that my brain works is really fundamentally different, and how her brain works is fascinating, and we're going to get to know a little bit more about who she is and what makes her tick. So, Isabelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what's in your mug right now, sister. What are you drinking?
Right now, I have a London Fog. I drink coffee. I drink tea. An interesting fact about me, if I'm going to Starbucks, I don't have a typical order. I will mix it up. I will try something new each time. Even at Subway, I have like a rotation of sandwiches that I go through, and every once in a while, I'll add a new one. So I'm definitely not someone who's big into routine, and I love trying new things. So today it's a London Fog. We'll see what it is tomorrow.
All right. Well, if you had a podcast, what would it be about?
This is actually a funny story. A week before Proudmouth reached out to me about this job opportunity, my friend texted me and she was like, "We need to start a podcast." And I had never even thought about starting a podcast before that, but she actually has a really great idea. And I think if I were to start one, this is what I'd do. So we're both Indigenous women, except we're both also mixed. So I'm Métis and my mom is white and my dad's Métis. And my friend, she's both First Nations and Jamaican. And so we don't look exactly like what people might expect us to look like. And so she had this idea of starting a podcast and talking about Indigenous issues and bringing light to the idea that some people don't look exactly what they're supposed to look like, but they're still entrenched in this community, and that we can bring light to the issues that plague our people. Even if we don't look exactly like what society expects us to look like, it's still important to us. And so I think if I was going to start a podcast, it'd definitely be along those lines. And I obviously need to shout her out. We would definitely do it together. You asked first. And so, yeah, funny enough, then a week later, I got a job opportunity with a company that does podcast production. So it might be a sign. We might need to start it sometime soon.
It's totally a sign. That's absolutely a sign. And I know that you know this, but we have some other people on our team who have their own podcast, and we support that a kabillion percent. Because, of course, why would you have a podcasting company if you didn't want your people to podcast? All right. So we talk about podcasting a little bit. Let's talk about TV and movies. What do you, when you have downtime, what are you watching?
I wish I could tell you that I like these really cool, critically acclaimed TV shows or movies. I have friends that do, and like, I like them sometimes, but honestly, I really love teen dramas, which is kind of embarrassing, but also I will own it. I watched a lot of teen dramas with my friends when I was in high school, and I thought, you know, I'm a teenager, I relate to them. It's been a while since I've been a teenager, and I still love them. I wish I could say for nostalgic reasons, like I go back to the ones I watched, and I do. But also, if like a new show comes out, I'll watch that too. There's just something about the ridiculous storylines that just keeps me forever entertained.
Have you seen Generations yet?
I haven't.
Okay. Teen drama, like, wow.
That one.
My wife and I started watching it. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Hidden or strange talent. What do you have that's bubbling under the surface that you're willing to share with our audience today?
I have a... maybe not a hidden talent, but like a secret success story. In my first year of undergrad, I had an assignment where we were talking about analyzing print advertisements. And so I made this quick, very like in my dorm room video on how to analyze a print advertisement, posted it on YouTube so it'd be easy to bring on to my presentation, just easy connection. Since then, I now have 59,000 views on this video. I check it every once in a while, and I get about 1,000 views a month on it. I have no reason for this, but I love this story. When it got 55,000 views, I had my mom get me an ice cream cake with 55,000 views on it. I had a whole celebration, and now I'm kind of debating, do I need to wait for 75,000 before I do my next celebration, or should like I just go with 60,000? Every 5,000, I'll just have a party.
That's a wonderful reason to party. That's a great idea. All right, let's talk about what you do here.
Yes.
So your title, which is a mouthful, just to remind everybody, it's Social Media Analytics and Insight Specialist. What does that mean?
Well, my role here is forever changing. And since we know I don't like routine, that's a good thing. There's three main areas where my role, the things that I oversee. I oversee our company analytics. And so that's looking at our company social media analytics. I'm looking at our website, email marketing, sales analytics, all of that stuff there. Even our podcast analytics for our Top Advisor Marketing podcast and our Be Your Own Loud podcast. And so that's like one section there. The next section would be our client-focused analytics. So all of our client podcast analytics and social media analytics, I'm looking over that stuff too. Even their LinkedIn connection boosting, if they're doing that, I'm checking and making sure that they're getting those connections. And then finally, the last aspect of my role is really just staying up to date with current developments in digital marketing and analytics. So I'm looking at developments there. I'm looking at developments for financial services specifically, and then podcasts specifically also. So those are the three main areas that I'm looking after, but it's becoming a big bubble of stuff.
And we keep adding stuff to your plate, which I greatly appreciate your flexibility. And you said that, you know, you're not a huge routine person. So, but give us an example of what your day looks like here at Proudmouth.
I'm happy to say, I don't think I've ever had a day so far that looks exactly like the last day. It changes up. Sometimes I'm working on a special project where I'm trying to automate some tracking for different data. Sometimes I'm writing reports, generating insight or on insights that I've generated, meeting with account managers to discuss their client analytics. But mostly I do a lot of analysis. My mentor actually recently gave me a technique for this. I block off a couple hours. I put on some background music. And I tell myself, I'm going to look at this data until I find an actionable insight. So I just sit and I look at it. And I think I'm probably lucky because I'm one of those people that can just like hone in and focus on something for a period of time. I know there's a lot of people that get super distracted, but sometimes I can get hyper-focused, which is actually really beneficial for this role right now. So a lot of the time in my day, I spend just looking at the data and trying to figure out what it's telling me.
So you've been here for a bit. At the time of this recording, how long have you been on our team?
I've been here since May. So
okay.
5 months,
okay.
4 or 5 months.
So why are you still here? What do you enjoy about working with us?
I love how dynamic it is here at Proudmouth. I love that what I started out doing, I'm no longer doing completely. Like, I mean, I'm still doing it, but I'm just doing more. And in my undergrad, there was a class, organizational behavior, when I was in management at McGill, and we did this personality assessment. And in the personality assessment, I ranked in the 99th percentile for openness to experience. If there's something new coming at me, I'm not afraid of change. I embrace it. And so one of the things I love working in this dynamic company is that new things are coming at me, and we're able to we're ever growing, we're growing so fast, and then I have new things to tackle, and that just keeps me motivated. And I love to stay on top of this stuff, and I love the challenge that it creates.
Let's dive in a little bit more deeply on what you do here. When you collect data, is it just podcasting stuff? You kind of hinted towards some social media stuff. Talk about that data. Where do you get the data? Yeah, talk about that.
I definitely am getting the podcasting data. We get a lot of that from Blueberry, and then I'm able to generate these client reports that give even more insight than just what that data is telling us. And I'm happy about that, but it's definitely only a small part of my role. I'm also looking at our company analytics. I'm looking at our Google Analytics, our SEO. I'm looking at social media. There's a lot that I'm looking at here. I'm getting it from so many different sources, but we've created a nice platform where it brings all of it from all these different places into one location and creates dashboards that are easy to read. And so it makes my job easier, but so I'm getting data from a lot of places. I am trying to provide insights for it and seeing how they work together. Sometimes the social media will influence the website, and then the website can influence the social media. So you kind of need to look at it all big picture.
Now, before you came on board, it was very difficult for us to measure wins, right? I mean, because we didn't really have any data. It was all kind of like, oh, well, this happened. So therefore, how does data help you help us replicate those wins?
One of my data analytics professors once highlighted this quote by W. Edwards Deming, who was an engineer and statistician, very famous. And he said, without data, you're just another person with an opinion. And I really love it because we can have a lot of opinions on how we get successes, but the data tells you exactly what's going on. And one of the best things that data allows us to do as managers and in management, we're able to create experiments. So I can take one control group and I can take the experimental group and I can try out a new tactic on them and I can track exactly what's happening and I can know if it's this new tactic is creating success. And then we know for sure and for certain that this is a success. Whereas it's not just opinion. It's not just like, I think I've replicated it or I think it's causing success. And I've actually created an analogy for data. This is what I was thinking of. I was like, it's kind of like a paint by numbers. If someone does a paint by numbers and then you see the picture at the end, it looks like a success. The painting is beautiful. And if you tell someone to replicate it by looking at it, they probably could. They're going to get some of the key things here and there, but they're not going to get absolutely everything. They don't know the exact path to success. Whereas if you gave another person that same paint by numbers start, they would be able to replicate that success perfectly to a matching painting. And so those numbers, the paint by numbers, that blueprint is the data. And the data tells us exactly how we get to that outcome. And that's how you can then go on and replicate it.
Now, what stories are you hoping your role will help Proudmouth and its clients tell?
I really just want stories that my insights that I provide are creating actionable change that they can see in real time. I want to provide our company, I want to provide our clients with insights into what's going on in their podcast, in our own analytics that says, this is what's happening and this is what we can then do with that. I want people to say, you know, this piece of information just flipped a switch and it created this whole new outlook into what's happening. It provided insight in a way that allowed us to make a difference and make a change that then projected us into a whole new level of success. That's the kind of stories I want to see.
Some of the data, and one of the things I absolutely love about you in my interactions with you is when you are sharing data, I get it. And I'm not the brightest bulb, right? And we all know that. How do you do that? How do you make data digestible and understanding, not just to the people here at Proudmouth, but also our clients?
There's some ways to make data, just looking at it, easier to read. Dashboards, definitely. If I'm providing you with dashboards, you can say, oh, I can read this data. But the thing is, not everyone always has the time to go through and analyze it. The dashboard is nice to look at. It gives you numbers. But there's really three different levels of data analytics I'd like to discuss. There's the descriptive analytics. And so that's the dashboards. That's just, here's the numbers. This is what's happened. Diagnostic analytics is then, why has this happened? And that takes time. You have to look at the data and you have to then, like I said, when the website influences the social media or the social media influences the website, you have to take the time to look at both of those and figure out why. And then there's also predictive analytics, which is like, if things don't change, this was what's probably going to happen. And so my job is to do the diagnostic and the predictive analytics for our clients and our company, because the descriptive analytics, the dashboards, just the data itself, it automates itself. Once I set it up, that data, those numbers are just coming in. And so anyone can look at it, but my job is to interpret it. My job is to say, this is what's happened. This is why it's happened. And if we take this route, this is what could happen. So if I just handed our clients and I handed everybody just a whole bunch of numbers, I don't think anybody would be happy with that. What I'm able to do to make it more digestible is to tell people an interpretation I can hand them the dashboard because it's still pretty and it's nice and it's nice to look at. And I can give you that insight and then you can back it up if you want to. I also, with our monthly reports, I provide a video to help clients understand what it is they're looking at and what some of the insights they can get from their video is. And long-term, I think I'd love to do a course on how to analyze your own data. If anybody ever wants to do that for themselves, what I do is good, but if you can do it for yourself, then you can manipulate that data to realize your own very specific goals. I can do it generally for all of our clients. I can get you lots of different insights, but if you have some very specific goals and you want to learn how to do that yourself, I'd love to make that course.
Ooh, you opened a can of worms there, because I'm going to tell Julia and she's going to make sure you do that course. Well, Isabel, thank you very much for everything that you do for us here at Proudmoth and also taking a little bit of time for not only our team, but also our fans and our connections to get to know you a little bit better.
Yes, thank you for having me.